Scott with SJWallpower.com. Final Days Report, episode 397. We're calling this VCast. Why so many airplane crashes? What's the agenda? What's the strategy? I've been listening to the left and the right news of the two plane crashes. And I'm going to tell you can see the agenda beyond divide and conquer, left versus right. Plus, we're going to cover a bunch of news about the BEAST system. But first of all, what I want to show is a video that went viral. This looks like a missile. And I listened to what the gentleman had to say. He said, this looks like a missile. This is the Philadelphia crash. What do you say in the comments? Check this out. I mean, it goes down like a missile. Huge explosion. Then on the right, I'm showing just a hole. And we've seen holes before with operations. You need to think about 911 and the hole that happened at 911 in Pennsylvania, where Tom Ridge, the governor of Pennsylvania, ended up being the head of the Department of Homeland Security. The speculation within the truth movement was that Tom Ridge was paid for his loyalty of the cover-up, because I actually lived in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at the time. And I remember listening to the news and they said they didn't see any remnants of an airplane. So for the engineers that are listening, would you just have a hole? Because I actually did a search on almost all plane crashes. They find a whole bunch of remnants of the plane. Something doesn't pass the sniff test on this one. Again, what do you say in the comments? And I subscribe to Nations Conspire, and he posted this. The sky is falling. Another coded ritual as Philly flight departs at 6:06, crashes and kills six, including a Shriner patient. What's going on here, my friends? What's the big objective? Now, I was doing some search because that looked like a missile to me, and sure enough, there was a remnant that was found in the Philly crash. Play this quick video.
God, umber, mother. Wow. Misericórdia. E era um avião relacionado com alguma coisa de emergência. Caramba, mano.
Not sure what he said there, but it reminded me, this little remnant of the plane, not in the hole, not around the hole, but just sitting there, part of the plane infrastructure. It reminded me of 911 when I first became awake. I remember seeing videos where people said that they saw remnants of the airplane that looked like they were just dropped off, because everything, when those twin towers fell, was vaporized. But they happened to find a terrorist passport. Really? Give me a break. They found a passport in that wreckage? Right then and there, I knew something smelled. But it survived? This fuselage survived? Are you buying it? I'm not buying it. Now let's talk the plane crash in Washington, D.C., and I'm not going to get into a lot of the different conspiracies, but I've been listening to the left and the right mainstream news, and there's the divide and conquer of right versus left. There's the DEI of the incompetent humans, that the air traffic controllers are understaffed. So we're hearing this understaffed, incompetent humans, and the narrative switches on and off. But at the end of the day, what they want to do is they want to upgrade the towers with AI. They want to have AI fly the airplanes. This fits the lawlessness that we've talked about for 3 years, for this all-seeing eye, CCTV cameras everywhere that feeds artificial intelligence. The only conspiracy part that I thought was interesting is there was audio of go to runway 33. There's that magical Luciferian number 33. And I've mentioned this before, when I lived in the suburbs of Chicago, I lived by a bunch of pilots, and they told me years ago that they do not even need to fly the planes. They're self-steering, autonomous. They're there just to make sure the passengers have peace of mind, but they could do a flight from A to Z. that was computer generated. And we know the helicopters as well are self-steering. So what happened here, my friends? And at the end of the day, their goal is for AI to run air traffic controllers and fly airplanes. It's part of this beast system, this all-knowing autonomous system. It's Skynet. It fits the fourth industrial revolution that we talked about with Starlink and Elon Musk. We've done a series, Is Elon Musk the False Prophet? Check it out at sjwildfire.com. And then Stargate, that recent announcement, was beyond creepy. 396, check out that VCast. And go back, I think it was 378, 379 on sjwildfire.com. And I owe people an apology. We had about 350 videos that did not work on sjwildfire.com. So if you're having trouble on the site with videos not playing, please email me at scott@sjwildfire.com. So I can try to fix it as soon as possible. All right, this AI government, it goes deeper, right, than just these planes crashing. We need to pull all the threads together. Let's read. Trump offers federal workers exit packages as funding freeze sows chaos. Now, that's fine. We know the government's bloated, but it's bloated by design. And here is what is creepy. This is from Wired Magazine. Elon Musk lackeys have taken over the Office of Personnel Management. Sources tell Wired that the OPM's top layers of management now include individuals linked to XAI. That's the god that Elon Musk talked about. That's his company. XAI, Neuralink, the Boring Company, and Palantir. Palantir is a company that is all-knowing and does pre-crime type of work. We've covered them in the past as well, linked to J.D. Vance. This is the AI beast system brought in by the right. Their wings are the same bird, my friends. One expert found the takeover reminiscent of Stalin. So if they get rid of everybody in government and a lot of dead weight, I guarantee you there's a lot of dead weight there. They get rid of them. What is the solution going to be? It's going to be AI government, AI doctors, AI judges, this all-knowing beast system. You can smell it. And oh, by the way, scientists just discovered a brand new superconductor that could change the game. This is the beast system on steroids, and it fits Kennedy as well with the beast system. We've covered in a couple podcasts this bill. It's just a bill to allow AI to prescribe medication. RFK Jr. is talking about this during his confirmation hearing about AI nurses under the guise of we need to give healthcare to people in rural areas. Run from this. This is crazy.
Senator Barrasso.
Thanks so much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Kennedy, thank you for taking time to visit with me in my office prior to today's hearing to talk about a lot of the important issues affecting healthcare in my home state of Wyoming as well as the nation. I appreciate your willingness to serve our country. During our meeting, we discussed the challenges that healthcare providers and patients are facing in rural America, financial obstacles facing rural hospitals, workforce shortages, issues of OBGYN, and then new regulations that are painful that have come out of the Biden administration hurting our ability to provide nursing home staffing. So let me start, if I could, with rural hospitals and the closures of hospitals like that. There are a lot of challenges facing hospitals in rural communities and frontier areas. We have 33 hospitals in Wyoming. 26 are really located in various locations, often hard to get to. Weather impacts them. Six of the hospitals are at risk of closing. Two are at immediate risk of closing in the next 2 years. 10 have had to cut available services. And this is a concern of rural hospitals in both Republican and Democrat states, either way, bipartisan. Critical that the workforce challenges, financial challenges that we're facing are addressed. Can you commit to working with us on a plan to address the critical nationwide issue of rural health care?
Yes, Senator. And I would say that during my visits, I visited almost 60 senators so far. And the most common unifying, I would say, issue among both Democrats and Republicans, there were two. One was PBM reform, and the other is rural hospitals. And, you know, our nation made a commitment over 100 years ago to put a hospital within 30 miles of every American. We generally succeeded in doing that. It's absolutely critical. It's life-saving. And rural hospitals are closing at an extraordinary rate right now. They not only provide important health care for the localities, but also their economic drivers for localities all over this country. President Trump is determined to end the hemorrhage of rural hospitals, and he's asked me to do that through use of AI, through telemedicine, which these are innovations that I saw the other day. A Cleveland Clinic has developed an AI nurse that you cannot distinguish from a human being, that has diagnostics as good as any doctor. And we can provide concierge care to every American in this country, even those the remote parts of Wyoming, Montana, Alaska, etc.
Let me read the bill. To amend the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act to clarify that artificial intelligence and machine learning technologies can qualify as a practitioner eligible to prescribe drugs if authorized by the state involved and approved. What about, as the good book says, the Bible says, giving us herbs of the earth for healing? Would that be included in this? I've been calling Trump's administration Warp Speed 2.0 with the Larry Ellison Stargate launch that we've talked about, taking a blood sample and giving you different mRNA technologies to cure your cancer. Meanwhile, after Warp Speed 1.0, cancer rates have skyrocketed. But I just thought it was interesting. Kennedy praises Trump for Warp Speed 1.0. Let's listen. I mean, this is insanity.
I do have a question for you on Project Warp Speed. We supported the CARES Act. We had 97 people in the U.S. Senate vote for it. Everybody here, there's only one member of Congress that voted against it, I believe. And Project Warp Speed had CDC, FDA, NIH, and BARDA very much in the mix. Now, some people think that you're going to come in here and insert yourself into those agencies in a way that's never been done before. Let's say that they're a part of a future Project Warp Speed. Is it your intent to go in and do something that's never been done before based on my staff's research and insert yourself in a discussion that the scientists are dealing with in those different agencies?
No, Senator. I'm not a scientist. I want to empower scientists. I want to make sure that science is unobstructed by vested or economic interests.
That's good.
Culture, and I'll just say about Operation Warp Speed, it was an extraordinary accomplishment, showed demonstration of leadership by President Trump.
Really? I'm going to plug in a video at the end about how Fauci admitted that his organization, and he knows of people that were involved in gain of function research for the bird flu. We're dealing with evil, problem, reaction, solution. But Kennedy's all for Warp Speed 2.0, and I quote, calling it an extraordinary accomplishment and demonstration of leadership by President Trump. It's a disaster, an absolute disaster, my friends. All right, it gets even more weird with Kennedy. Here's a headline. Ethics disclosures reveal RFK Jr. owns stake in gene editing firm as Make America Healthy Again revolts over new Trump-backed mRNA project. This is talking about Stargate. Kennedy promises long COVID investment into new drugs and novel research for COVID viruses. Really, long COVID on naturalnews.com. I searched it. And they have an article that said people that have long COVID actually took the As the Days of Noah devil juice. This is As the Days of Noah DNA defilement, as we've always talked about for 3 years. Perhaps the most telling questions of all in Kennedy's answers from today's Senate confirmation hearings came from Senator Todd Young from Indiana. Mr. Young makes it clear that he believes there was a real COVID-19 pandemic, and those are my words, and not only did Americans suffer from a coronavirus, but that this virus is still with us today, and it's called or termed long COVID. Senator Young stated that he wanted funding for new diagnostics, new treatments, and novel research directions, not for the vaccine injuries due to COVID injections, but for long COVID. He demanded that Kennedy commit to researching these long COVID drugs, which Bill Gates' Gavi Institution is also researching, and Mr. Kennedy fully agreed. Source is Health Impact News that really did an excellent job covering this. They have an article as well that I'll cover a little bit later that is highly recommended to read. It's a bit long, but very, very well researched. So it's one big team to defile your DNA and to bring on this AI beast system. Don't fall for any of this. It's wings of the same bird. Now, what I want to do next is just cover a round robin of this Rise of the Beast system in the news, because it is getting absolutely insane. This is from Slate News. Major study confirms COVID vaccines change people's personalities and emotions. Let's read. An alarming study has provoked major new concerns about the mRNA vaccines after researchers confirmed that the COVID injections change the personalities of those who receive them. And we've heard rumors of this for years. The shocking study in the COVID mRNA vaccines has sent shockwaves through the scientific community. Leading researchers in South Korea confirmed that the injections are altering human behavior. Yeah, because it has nanotech, Neuralase, that's actually can be manipulated with 5G, 6G. The troubling study found that people's emotions, personalities, feelings, fears, stress levels, mental well-being, and general outlook changed after they were injected with the As the Days of Noah devil juice. The peer-reviewed study, which included over 2 million participants, was published in the renowned Nature Journal. 2 million participants. They're playing God, my friends. This is a war against God. And it continues to get more interesting. This is from the BBC. Parkinson's patient feels cured with new device. And Parkinson's is nasty. And I know some people that have some major diseases like Parkinson's. That is just, it's a wicked, wicked disease. But my question is the root cause. How have they been poisoning us? But let's read from this article from the BBC. A man fitted with a pioneering computer-controlled brain implant to tackle his Parkinson's disease says it works so well, he sometimes is able to forget he has a condition. A small computer inserted into Kevin Hill's chest wall 12 months ago is connected to wires running into the brain, which can send electrical signals in an update, means it can now read his brain activity. So this can read his brain activity, but Elon Musk said we can also write to your brain with Neuralink. And if they can write to your brain, they can give you memories, they can control your thoughts, they can make sure you never are saved. It's mind controlism. That's the danger of this technology. And remember Elon's mom, I think she was on Fox News, and she said, you don't need a brain chip in your head if you can see or if you don't have a disease, but these other people need it. So they're going to promise you their nanotech medicine to cure the disease. Meanwhile, what's the root cause of all these things? The 65-year-old from Sunderland said it has been so successful, he feels like he has been cured. Lying signs and wonders, and at what cost? I have people that listen to me that are in dire straits with their health, and it pains me to hear their stories, you know, fighting cancer, just fighting diseases, trying to find a place to live. Right, with much knowledge comes much sorrow. And I did a podcast about Stargate claiming they can actually cure cancer with their mRNA technology, and I had somebody emailed me and basically say, no way am I going to take that DNA defilement medication. Surgeons in Newcastle hope an adapted version of the deep brain stimulation system will have a huge impact on the quality of life of patients with disease. So this is going to be a choice some people are going to have to make. Make sure that this cannot be implemented where the computer can take over your brain and turn you into a zombie. Take away your free will. All right, it gets even more interesting with this beast system. This is from Kroger, and you need to look up who Kroger owns. The Delusion of Choice. I did a podcast early days of this ministry, Delusion of Choice, Sheep to the Slaughter. And I talk about all these industries where really there's not competition because so many of these companies own sister companies. And I'm talking even like advertising agencies. You ever thought if you watch the Super Bowl and all the commercials have a theme? Well, most of the advertising agencies are under one parent company. But here's where it gets creepy with Kroger. Facial recognition for personalized pricing. Kroger's patently evil AI plan ignites a firestorm. So basically, you walk into a Kroger and there'll no longer be stickers on the goods that you purchase. They'll have a digital price mechanism, and it's called discriminatory pricing. Now, it's discriminatory pricing is legal. When I managed some business units for Fortune 100 companies, I set pricing and I really researched, you know, pricing strategies. And one of them that I studied up on was discriminatory pricing. So price discrimination is a selling strategy that charges customers different prices for the same product or service based on what the seller believes it can get the customer to agree to. So they're legal to do this. In pure price discrimination, the seller charges each customer the maximum price they will pay. But you need to think about this bigger with this AI system. Do you have the mark of the beast? One. Do you have a social credit score? Is there a carbon dioxide tracker where they might not even let you buy something if all of a sudden you've had too much carbon dioxide consumption within your lifestyle? And I saw this article from the Daily Mail. I've been banned from Tesco because I refuse to use their self-checkout tills. I don't like them, and they're all too difficult to use. So this woman was not allowed to shop, but it's going to get worse than that as this beast system is implemented. And we've talked about, is Elon Musk the false prophet of the book of Revelation? I think we make a sound biblical case. Something to look for, because you have to remember the false prophet will bring on the mark of the beast. And we even go over X, I think in the last podcast, about X strange links to the mark of the beast, that letter X. But let's read. Elon Musk's X partners with Visa on payment service in an effort to become an everything app, like WeChat. Unbelievable. This is unbelievable. This is moving fast. This has ignited me. One of my goals is to just buy maybe 5 to 10 acres of land, get simple fast, and just learn how to grow my own food. And that was my background as I was in the food industry. And I've mentioned this before. I had food scientists report up through me. I'm not a food scientist, but they told me 20 years ago how toxic the food supply was. They showed me a bunch of research. Gets even more nefarious. The EU is attempting to clamp down on free speech in the US to protect democracy. To protect democracy, we've got to clamp down on free speech, where they are looking to basically charge social media companies up to 6% of their global annual turnover. Turnover means revenue. I mean, you can't make this up. And where this is going to parlay is they want, even on the United States side, ID 2020. Remember how we covered Trump, where they have to have voter IDs in California? That will morph into ID 2020, where you can't go on the net unless you actually have your papers, please. It's all one big strategy, and it's clever. It's very clever how they try to market this. All right, here's another article. This is from the Harvard Business Review. I used to read this all the time until it became so woke. But let's read how emerging technologies can foster human connections at work. What they're going to push for is that you work at home in your home prison, in your smart city, and you collaborate in Meta, in this digital space, in this third world, this virtual reality. Is how I should describe it. But let's read. This is how they're going to sell this instead of going to the office and brainstorming and having human contact. Does physical presence truly equal engagement? Question mark. Can digital spaces foster deeper authenticity than conference rooms? So they're priming the pump that digital spaces can foster deeper connections with your workmates. As organizations expand across physical and digital realms, they reveal that genuine connection stems not from shared space, not being together, but from shared purpose and equal voice. There was an old saying that an executive told me once. He said, the best way to destroy a great idea is to bring it into a meeting room, because people will move a great idea to the middle. So equal voice, if somebody is not competent, who says they need an equal voice? Or if they don't have the skill sets or the background or the insights to bring to the party, they should be quiet. So they're saying, hey, we can work in this virtual reality, but everybody needs an equal voice and a shared purpose. This is so woke. This realization, the realization of a shared purpose and an equal voice, transforms remote work from a mere logistics solution into a powerful catalyst for reimagining how humans build meaningful bonds in an increasingly borderless world. Boundaryless world. Unbelievable. All right, going back to Kennedy. And this is the article I was talking about with Health Impact News. No mention of SIDS, babies dying after getting poked, or how they came up with the term SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, after the poison poke, right? We've covered how major insurance companies said the death rate increased after the poke, 25 to 40% was the range of numbers I heard. That is catastrophic. Once in a lifetime event. Let's read. After Mr. Kennedy repeatedly stated to members of Congress that he is solidly pro-vaccine, Senator Bernie Sanders provided evidence to the contrary based on content on Children's Health Defense, including baby onesies that they sell and have text on them stating unvax, unafraid, and no vax, no problem. Instead of taking up the opportunity to present evidence that vaccines do in fact harm and kill babies, Kennedy just simply distanced himself from the Children's Health Defense, completely stating he had no part with them anymore. That's a sellout. And again, this article is a bit long, but very, very deep. There's a section of Peter Thiel, linked HHS nominee, threatens Make America Healthy Again ambitions with biotech stance. And the article really goes on to talk about how they want to get rid of all these regulations, which I agree with, but then the solution is going to be this bio-digital mRNA convergence that fits to artificial intelligence and will measure you under their skin with the nanotech. That's the plan. I'll let you read the article. And going back to Kennedy owning some shares in this biohack industry. Do you see where this is all headed, my friends? Do you see where it's headed now? The deception is so great. I'm going to go back to Trump with his tweet, "My blood is the vaccine." How creepy is that, my friends? But let's read Revelation 13, verses 16 through 17. If you're not saved, it's time to get saved. All of this has been predicted in the good book from Daniel 2 on. In Genesis, even. It's a seed war. It's a DNA war. Revelation 13, verses 16 through 17. "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." And again, the last podcast we did about X, I highly suggest you check that out. It's interesting. It definitely requires more research about X and potentially being somehow linked to this beast system and maybe the mark. Elon has been just pumped up. He's a figure. Without government contracts, he wouldn't have companies. And it reminds me of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 10. "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, curing the blind, curing the paralyzed." That's what we hear with Neuralink. "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." So get saved.
the Pentagon, CNN's military affairs correspondent, Jamie McIntyre. And Jamie, you got very close to where that plane went down.
That's right, Judy. A while ago, I walked right up to next to the building firefighters were still trying to put out the blaze. The fire, by the way, is still burning in some parts of the Pentagon. And I took a look at the huge gaping hole that's in this sideway, but from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in, and as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around.
The bird flu outbreak in the UK is spiralling, with devastating consequences to farmers, food security and our freedom. But here's what no one's talking about. This isn't a natural crisis. For decades, scientists funded by organisations such as the USDA, the NIH and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation have been conducting gain-of-function research on H5N1 bird flu. They've altered the virus to evade immune systems, become airborne and infect mammals, including humans. Here's Dr. Anthony Fauci himself explaining how these experiments were done.
Studies done by two NIH, NIAID-funded investigators, Ryan Fouché and Yoshi Kawaoka, in which H5N1, a strain from Indonesia and a strain from Vietnam, were altered in a gain of function, either by direct mutation or by reassortment. By passage in ferrets, the mammal model for this virus for humans, there was an increase, in fact, in a development of aerosol transmissibility.
Fast forward to today, bird flu is ravishing the UK, forcing mass culls of poultry and skyrocketing food prices. But this is not a case of nature taking its course. Dr. Peter McCullough and others have confirmed that this strain of H5N1 began in a USDA lab in Athens, Georgia, as the result of gain-of-function research.
The current wave we're in, it started in early 2021. It's actually a product of gain of function research out of the USDA Poultry Research Center. It's a milder strain, but it's spread from chickens to migratory waterfowl like mallard ducks. So it's reinfecting the farms over and over again. It's gotten into cattle.
And the devastation doesn't just stop there. Just like COVID-19, the solution isn't natural immunity. It's biosecurity measures. Millions of chickens are being culled, not because they're infected, but because of government-imposed protocols. Here's what Dr. Redfield, the former CDC director, had to say about the dangers of these experiments.
That's the real biosecurity threat, that these university labs are doing these bio experiments that are intentionally modifying viruses and bird flu, where they are teaching these viruses how to be more infectious for humans.
But why does this matter? Because these crises always seem to benefit the same people. Bill Gates, who has invested heavily into farmland and mRNA technology for food production, has been a key funder of these experiments. And right after his recent meeting with Keir Starmer in the UK, Starmer announced inheritance tax for UK farmers, triggering massive nationwide protests. Coincidence or part of a larger agenda to seize control of the food supply?
There's currently at least three mRNA bird flu injections being developed, and the most concerning one is by Arcturus Therapeutics in the United States. They're currently running a trial funded in part by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. They're testing this self-amplifying replicon bird flu, and they call it a pandemic injection. I'm not sure how they know that there'll be a pandemic.
Farmers are being squeezed out due to regulations, land grabs, and now inheritance tax, while billionaires like Bill Gates buy up farmland at record levels. If they control the food, they control the people. This isn't just about bird flu. It's about the war on food and a grab for control. And let's not ignore the timing of Gates' visit to the UK amidst these crises. Are these crises being engineered to serve an agenda? We must wake up. Our farmers are the backbone of our food security, and they're under attack. This isn't just about bird flu. It's our sovereignty, independence, and the future of our food supply. What do you think? Is this a natural crisis, or is there more to the story? Share your thoughts below, tag a friend, let's keep the conversation going and ensure that these globalists do not control our food.